he decided to let it go.
Mm-hmm. What would you call hay piled up outside of a barn?
You could have it in a stack, hay stack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big would that be?
How big a stack? Mm-hmm. Well, it may be 12 feet wide and maybe 10 feet tall or something like that. In our case, most of the time, we cut it and let it cure. And we would wreck it, see, and put it on the wagon and carry it to the barn. And we had a little setup that rolled out and had a little hook on the end. There were some hooks that you just push it down in there. And it picky. All you had to do was pull a pulley and pull it up to the top. And then and a track carried it back in the barn. Mm-hmm. But we very seldom had a stack. Cone we had a. Well, they used to take the fodder to Cone. You strip the fodder and make a bundle about this large.
Yeah.
And then tie one piece of the fodder around it to hold it, and then you break off a stuck of Cone and stick it on there, see? And you let it keep hanging up like that.
What would you call that when you wrap it up?
Well, you would tie the bundle.
What would you call a place where you might keep your cows?
Oh, well, at the house would be a cow pen. See? Mm-hmm. Of course, they would roam. You would have certain places you would take them. You have to pasture where you'd be out in the day where they would eat. Mm-hmm. And of course, back then there was a law that all cows had to be dipped. So they had what they call a dipping vat, which was about 5 feet wide, about 7 or 8 feet deep, and they fill it with certain kind of, some kind of medicines in the water and everything. So then they would draw, when you drove these cows up, they went down this little chute, and they had to jump in this water, and they had a little angled track they walk up. And as they come out to the end, the guy would use a certain type of paint for a certain month. Mm-hmm. Say maybe a red this month and a blue next time, and he would on there, hip by hip, they hit them, and that showed that they had been dipped for that time.
What would you call a place where you might keep horses?
I don't know. Let me see. Horse. I remember, I don't know, for some reason I'm thinking about it. I think they used to call it a horse shed where we kept our horses. Uh-huh. And I don't know why they call it a shed. Because it was more in the building than the cow place was.
Mm-hmm. Would you, if there were a place maybe in town where horses might be kept, what would you call it?
Stable.
On a farm, do you ever have a place where you might milk cows outside? You might... If you could get a cow next to a fence and milk him there, did you ever do that?
We would milk most hours was in the pen, in a cow pen, on one side over there that was high and dry and everything. Mm-hmm. Because then they didn't have to keep them in the barn like some of them do now.
Uh-huh. What would you call a place where you might get, where milk and butter and things like that might be kept?
We had a ice refrigerator where they kept most of it, but to let it, at the clapboard and everything set up, they would just put it in a certain